Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. Well, you're listening to the R&B group based here in Miami known as Soul Packs. They are the latest installment in our series Live from the 305, where we feature the South Florida musicians that make our region unique. You'll be able to see a video of their performance on our social media, WLRN Sundial, at 305 today. On guitar is Julian Harris, and on vocals is Julia Kamide. They met in high school during a music master class at the University of Miami. Their musical connection was instantaneous. They were both students who were interested in attending Berklee College of Music in Boston, and Julian says he was looking for opportunities to make music, and then he met Julia. Now, Soul Packs draws from rhythm and blues influences like Otis Rush, Amy Winehouse, Sister Rosetta Tharpe, and Wilson Pickett. The name Soul Packs means soul peace. Packs is peace in Latin. Soul Packs is performing on Friday, December 28th at 8 p.m. at the Titanic Brewery and Restaurant in Coral Gables. Harris and Kamide talked to us earlier this month about what makes their creative process so indicative to this new R&B movement.
We all know the great American songwriter James Taylor. He's got an amazing brother who is just a wonderful character named Livingston Taylor, who is a professor at Berklee College of Music. And he was doing a sort of stage presence slash songwriting masterclass at UM. And it just so happened that on that fateful day, Julia and I went to that masterclass. After the masterclass, we ended up talking with Livingston, and it sort of came out that both of us were trying to go to Berklee College of Music. He took us out to lunch. And so Julia and I got to talking, and, you know, I've always been looking for opportunities to play and make music. So Julia and I were like, hey, you know, let's try writing some music. And we were, you know, we started writing music. We started writing these like acoustic songs.
We actually used to write a lot of these funny jingles together with the name Face in them. The first one was like Cabbage Face. There was Anne's Face. There was what other faces were there? There were so many faces. There were the many faces of Julian and Julia.
Did you know right away that there was this musical connection, that there was something there?
I think that, you know, the first things first was that we connected as friends who were both interested in music, and we met at this event and pretty much hung out the whole day. And from there, we're like, oh, you know what? Like, this person's pretty cool. I thought if Julian's going to Berklee, it would be really nice to go up there and actually know someone that is there. And so we started hanging out from there. But the minute that I actually heard him play guitar, I knew that he was for real. You know, like, because before it's like, oh, he wants to go to Berklee, that's cool. But you really have to hear someone play and then play with them and experience that to really know. So the first time we hung out after that was definitely when I knew. And we wrote one song and like a whole sitting together. And most of all, it sounded like it came from one person instead of two separate people. And I had never had that experience before.
You guys have been working together now, what, 8 years?
Close to it, yeah.
I want to get a sense of the creative process between the two of you. How does that work when you're writing, coming up with music? But what is that process like?
It differs from song to song for the most part. For, you know, we don't really have necessarily set formula. But Julia is an absolutely amazing lyricist. Maybe sometimes I'll have like a first verse written or something and I'll give it to her and I'm like, hey, like maybe we could do something with this. Sometimes she'll come to me with like, you know, all this poetry and she's like, hey, what about this? And, you know, I personally take on the role of writing and composing most of the music. And then it goes, you know, it's a back and forth there.
Tell me about a specific song that and how that process worked. Like, what one of your recent ones?
Mm. One of our recent ones. Well,
I think that, you know what, Inside Outside is actually the title track of our album. And so that one, we both kind of like have a part in all of it. But, you know, Julian sent me this excellent track that was just a banger. You know, I was like bobbing my head immediately. Don't you hide me this, hasn't you tried the show? And so he came up with the initial arrangement, and then on that I came up with like some horn parts and notated that. Then we kind of took it to our producer and shaped it up from there. So luckily Julian is an excellent composer and arranger and comes up with all these excellent riffs and instrumental hooks, which is like just as important as vocal hooks, really, you know, like think about iconic bass lines. I mean, he definitely is a hook writer for sure. And so, you know, we have a lot of the same tendencies and a lot of the same influences as well.
We're very influenced by people like, you know, Nile Rodgers. We're very influenced from people like Otis Redding, me personally, Otis Rush. And so these are our personal influences that we're bringing to the table. And then just we're bringing in a little bit of some cultural influences here, you know, living in Miami. Like you could hear it in our song Love Like This, especially. We've got some really nice like Peruvian drum rhythms that are playing over these quote unquote like Americana chord changes.
I'm speaking with two musicians behind the collective Soul Packs, Julian Harris on guitar and Julia Kamide on vocals. They are our latest band on Live from the 305. Talking about Berkeley, you were talking about, you know, going there together and then you returned to Miami. And I'm wondering about the differences in the music style and the music scene here in Miami compared to when you were up at school.
It's like night and day for the most part, genre-wise. The Northeast a lot really likes to focus on...
And this is up in Boston.
Up in Boston. Yeah. The Northeast likes to focus on a lot of jazz and hip-hop. And, you know, the two are very closely related, especially when they start bringing the two together, you know, doing that, like, hip-hop with a band sort of thing. And so that was influencing us a lot to write some more of our groovy songs, to write some more of our jazzy songs like Without Reason. You know, we're taking some classic American chord progressions that are coming from like Sunny by Bobby Hebb, or, you know, they're also being used by like Sly and the Family Stone, and we're throwing it into our compositions. But it's interesting for us to see where we could fit into all of this, because really we are rhythm and blues influenced music.
Because you grew up down here, is that you have that also the not just the alternative rock, but it's Miami.
It's Miami.
It's Miami. Latin,
and that's
feel,
I heard that. There's you can't escape it, right? And
it's a subconscious thing that kind of happens in our music because we both grew up here. So, but it's pretty magical that can happen, I think.
Yeah.
But you know, one thing that I would say that is similar, at least because we went to a music school, there were a lot of jazzers there. And there are actually quite a lot of jazzers down here in Miami. I mean, that's also jazz is what brings us, like Julian said, opening it up. That's what we want to do, that because we kind of grew up doing that.
You both teach at Miami Music Works Music Shop in Pinecrest, right?
Only I do.
You do.
I teach at School of Rock Miami.
You teach at School of Rock. Okay. Well, you're both teachers.
Yeah, we are. Yeah. I love it.
Educators of the future.
So I'm wondering, like, what's your take on how, you know, what is it you're trying to pass on to your students?
As I've said personally, I am very influenced by a lot of roots and a lot of blues music. For those who are interested, for my students who are interested, who really want to get into the science of music, that really want to get into learning, you know, well, how do I build my chords? How do I build my scales? What are the key signatures of these scales? I just love absolutely teaching all of that.
And I was curious, are the kids into that? Or are they kind of into the new stuff right now?
I mean, mostly what I get today is Ed Sheeran, But even in that, okay. Ed Sheeran is drawing from a lot of classic influences himself. Mm-hmm. You know, so even for the students that I have that specifically just want to learn Ed Sheeran songs, you know, there's Love for You too. I'll teach you the songs. Maybe I'll throw my little opinions about there, and maybe they'll stick. You know.
And what about you,
exactly,
Julie?
Well, I like to teach what the students want to learn. Like, say, for example, Ed Sheeran. Maybe someone will come in and they'll say, "Okay, I want to sing Shape of You." And I'm a firm believer that if they want me to advise them on what songs to sing, I will. But if they know what songs they want to learn, then that's how I should direct the lesson. I want the students to kind of say, "Okay, this is what I want to learn," and I will show them what I feel like they need to learn through that. When I was a teenager and my vocal coach would say, "Okay, I need you to sing this classical Italian aria for me," I'd be like, not interested at this point in my life. Today, I would be all about it, but not everything that you offer a kid and say, "Okay, this is what I need you to learn," you know, they won't really retain that information if they're not really thoroughly enjoying it and having fun. So mainly it's about having fun, and through that, I really hope to teach people discipline, that you can be disciplined as long as you kind of look at your practice as a fun ritual that you have every day. Yeah.
Let me finish with this. I want to know about what's the focus for the future of Soul Packs.
Yeah, well, we just recently, a couple months ago, released our first album, Inside Outside. You could find it on Spotify, on Apple Music. Those are the main two. So we just recently came out with that. So mainly our focus now is on playing shows and you know, setting up tours and getting our name out there a little bit.
Yeah. What do you think, Julie? What do you want to see next for Soul Packs?
I mean, I definitely want us to tour a lot more, play some festivals, pretty much mainly get up into Florida.
And you just heard from the modern R&B group Soul Packs, guitarist Julian Harris and vocalist Julia Kamide. They form the heart and soul of the South Florida band. They are performing Friday, December 28th at 8 p.m. at Titanic Brewery and Restaurant in Coral Gables. You can see a video of their performance on our Facebook and Twitter at WLRN Sundial. We're going to be releasing that coming up at 3:05. Well, still to come, what is the one dish you most enjoy during Christmas? We're going to talk about the ways that South Florida celebrates the holidays with food, and we want to hear your thoughts. 800-743-9576. Tell us about your favorite dish for the Christmas holiday. That's coming up next on Sundial.